You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Aloha.
Hola.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Crypto and Blockchain Talk. Now, a lot of people are asking us, how do I get started in crypto? And that's the very question that we want to address this week in our podcast entitled, How to Get Started in Crypto. Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome you to the digital money revolution. Now, this isn't just a financial revolution. This is the next generation of technology, which is being built right before your eyes. There is a lot to learn with both legal and technological situations evolving constantly. You can wait until the dust settles in the crypto world, or you can try to maximize potential profits now. It's an exciting time to be alive in the cryptosphere. So here following is a list of things I wish someone had told me to do when I first started to embrace the world of crypto. And the great thing about this being a podcast means that you can listen to it over and over until you get the information down pat. So the first thing I want to talk about is research. Now, when doing anything with money, the first and most important question is, who can I trust? With crypto being a trustless environment from its very foundation, this is a philosophical problem everyone must overcome by some form of rationality. Whether it is believing in the underlying blockchain technology and going forward with the assumption that it is secure and honest, or giving your hard-earned money to a potentially profitable blockchain project or ICO, which stands for initial coin offering, all in the hopes of getting a reasonable return on investment in the future. It all requires trust from the individual putting their money on the line, which in this case is you. How much research one should conduct before investing is up to you, but I would recommend a thorough due diligence about the company, its founders, their white paper, roadmap, and their product. Many people simply enjoy the thrill of being a maverick and taking a chance at something new in the crypto world. At the end of the day, we all have our own reasons to take that deep breath and say, okay, this looks safe. I'm going to put some money here in this ICO or in this crypto project or blockchain project and see how it goes. You can deep dive into white papers and study the LinkedIn profiles of the project's founders and even watch Telegram community interactions, which of course takes time. But this is also where podcasts like this come in, because there are many podcasts out there which actually are short enough that you can listen to them on your daily commute and during your morning run or lunch break and learn something valuable while doing other activities. And many ICOs and blockchain projects actually have some kind of podcast. You should definitely do your research, and that's both in listening and in reading. One thing everyone in crypto can agree on is that if someone tells you they know exactly what is going to happen, well, they're lying. Rather than looking for someone to give you some kind of answer as if they had a crystal ball, look for someone who knows how to signpost you to finding the answers that you need to make the right decision or the best decision for you. Doing your reading and research is an important part of making a good investment in the crypto world. The most important thing you can do in the beginning is just learn and watch for a while before breaking into your bank account. You can go into one of the many coin ranking or rating sites and see who the major players are in the market space, as well as who is trending upwards. You can choose which tools you like best, as every site does something a little differently. You have sites such as CoinMarketCap.com, which is the most popular site for cryptocurrencies, telling you every day about their value and volume. Now, there's other sites out there and other resources. There's tons of them. And if you do your research, you'll even find the ones that you like the best. But I'll just name another two, who, by the way, have absolutely no connection to us, and we are not endorsing them. But I happen to like them for my own reasons. But there's ICOBench.com and Chasing-Coins.com. And like I said, there's hundreds and hundreds of other sites that you can look at, which will help you create an arsenal or library of resources to help you make good decisions on the world of crypto and what you would like to invest your money in to create some kind of crypto portfolio. Now, the second thing is that to make your first investment, you first need to convert your money, your fiat money, in other words, government-issued currencies, into cryptocurrency. The easiest place to go is Coinbase, which is right now regarded as one of the most trusted places to exchange your fiat money into crypto. There are many places that do this, but they charge a much higher fee, and you need to be very careful about this because some of the fees out there are astronomical. And Coinbase fees are typically around 3%, which sounds like a lot, but like I just said, there are other places which charge a lot more. Typically, fiat is exchanged into Bitcoin or Ethereum, and then you move it into something called a cold storage vault, which is held offline for greater security, or you transfer it to another wallet or exchange to buy coins and tokens not offered on Coinbase. Now, there are a lot of garbage exchanges out there, and they rake in millions of dollars every year and charge unreasonable fees for everything. Furthermore, please don't make the assumption that just because a coin is listed on an exchange that the exchange has done their research or homework to make sure the coin is a legitimate project and safe investment. This assumption is dead wrong. Even the most popular exchanges have listed coins that have ended up being major scams, and a good exchange will immediately delist any coin upon this discovery. If the coin you want to invest in is not in one of the top exchanges, it also does not mean it is not a worthwhile investment. It usually means that the project has not grown to the point where applying for a big exchange makes sense yet. It may need more time to grow its user base, develop its project, and may need to meet other conditions before even the larger exchanges will consider listing them. And this is where you HODL, or hold on for dear life to your tokens and coins. Some exchanges will do their hardest to provide a good investing environment, and others do not care at all one way or the other about you. As always, try things out and decide for yourself. And read a lot. Now, in my opinion, there are exchanges with better reputations, and the first one is Binance, which is regarded as one of the better exchanges and one of the most expensive to get an ICO project listed on, as they require every coin to pay close to $1 million to be listed on there. Luckily, this high fee scares away a lot of garbage and scam projects. It has a very high trade volume, and getting listed on there is regarded in the community as one of the most important milestones in achieving crypto success. Now, there's another exchange called KuCoin, which is very dedicated to providing a good customer experience, although that is not always the case with their business partners. Their new trading platform, KuCoin Plus, offers coins that they have researched and decided have a better probability of being stable investments. What KuCoin, which by the way is spelled K-U-Coin, does differently than other exchanges is that aside from the paid listing of cryptocurrencies, they're also occasionally running a community vote to list the winner of the vote on the exchange for free. However, you need to realize that this will also open up the possibility that a scam project could sneak in on this exchange as well. The third exchange I would like to bring up is Poloniex, which is an exchange for the next generation of institutional investors. It was recently purchased by Circle, which is a company invested in by Goldman Sachs. It was one of the top exchanges by popularity and volume even before the recent acquisition. It is based out of the United States and complies with all U.S. laws and regulations. Now, there are exchanges with not so great reputations, and one of those is Cryptopia, which is loaded with scam coins that have no value, and it is really hard to tell what is good and what isn't. Two other exchanges with not so great reputations are HitBTC, which has pretty bad service for both customers and coins, and IDEX, which is very confusing and hard to use. It has very high minimums, so you can only trade larger volumes of coins. And it only has coins that are based on Ethereum's ERC-20 platform, meaning Bitcoin or anything else with its own blockchain are absent. The customer support on IDEX is good, but the site functionality is poor at best. So when you're choosing your exchange, it is really important that you look at these factors. I do invite you to listen to podcast number 11, which is Crypto Exchanges for New Investors, which will actually give you a more detailed list on the types of exchanges which may help you as a new crypto enthusiast. Now, the third point to address in your journey down crypto lane, and I'm really sorry I'm using crypto in front of everything, but it is quite fun for me, is everything about security and safety. Now, the biggest question we get is, how do you store your coins safely? Well, here's the funny thing. As you know, in crypto, you don't actually ever hold your coins physically. As you know, all of this stuff is represented as numbers on a distributed ledger, just like your bank account. You actually pay for things. These days, you pay for everything with your card, and you're basically never touching your money, but you actually see these transactions on your statements online. So if you download a wallet software onto your phone and your phone is stolen, it's really no big deal. As long as you remember your password or private key, your crypto is safe. The same thing is true for your desktop or laptop computer, and the hard drive crashes, because as long as you know your private key, it's no big deal. The coins were never in your wallet anyway. But if you lose your private key and you don't have it backed up, you will lose all of your money, and there's no one who can help you. So you need to keep it secure. After you pick a coin to invest in, and after you purchase those coins, you need to move them off of the exchange. Why? Because they're technically in the exchange's wallet, and according to the blockchain, you don't own them yet. The exchange does. So you need to go to your project's website and download their wallet software. The wallet is not actually a wallet, a safe, or a vault. It is a software portal to the blockchain, which keeps track of who has how much of which coin or token. When you download that wallet, you will still want to record your wallet address, password, and private key, and save these to a PDF or store it on a USB drive or both, and print them out and keep them somewhere safe where they won't get lost or stolen, burned, crushed, eaten, overwritten, flushed, or discombobulated. In other words, once you put them on a PDF or store them on your USB drive, you have to keep these in a very safe place. Now, here's a tip. When investing in early stage blockchain projects and their ICOs, you also have to send your cryptocurrencies from a wallet, not from an exchange. If you send your cryptocurrencies from an exchange, the project has no clear way of determining whether your funds came from you or somewhere else. The wallet shows that the funds came from the exchange and not you. Like with your bank account number, the wallet address and public key are safe to put anywhere. You can even graffiti it down the side of the freeway or on your favorite morning train. No one can touch your funds, and the most they can do is send you money. The password and private keys, on the other hand, should never be shared with anybody. Depending on the project you are talking about, there may be a password, but no private key, or a private key, but no password. Sometimes the private key is embedded into the wallet software, and you only need the password to use it. Either way, don't go walking around town with your private key written on your shirt. Another reason to keep your coins off the exchange is that the temptation to sell them is diminished. Whether you need the money for something that you really don't need, or the market has a huge crash, or the coin value has a huge crash, do not panic. Find out if something major has happened. Anything less than the arrest of the CEO or the death of the main developer is not that major. And if nothing major has happened, just HODL. Keep hold of your coins. HODL, of course, stands for hold on for dear life. The industry is still in its infancy and experiences huge drops and raises constantly. The industry is still in its infancy and experiences huge volatility daily. Don't let these dips and waves scare you off. Set a long-term goal and stick with it no matter what. Just forget about that you even bought these coins in some instances. It is difficult to watch CoinMarketCap and see red double-digit drops in your portfolio, especially if you have previously dealt with a much more stable stock market. But nothing is worse than selling your coins at a loss, only to see a huge green spike in value afterwards. Another thing to keep in mind is that there is no reversing a transaction, and I need to repeat this. No one is there to fix a mistake you make, so be very careful when you put an address in to withdraw your coins. Copy and paste or use QR codes, but never type in an address manually. If there's an error, the best chance is for you to hope the transaction is rejected by the blockchain. But if it goes through, the coins will be lost forever. Try a small transaction once or twice to get the hang of it first and be on the safe side. Now that you have invested in cryptocurrencies, it is time to do it all over again. It is important to diversify your portfolio. Even the greatest technologies with the smartest teams and the most fervent communities don't last. There is always a better project around the corner with established partnerships already waiting to use their platform. So keep researching, learning, and investing in more things. But keep things in line and don't go out there taking out a mortgage on your house to invest in crypto. Only ever invest what you can afford to lose. As mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, it is worth reiterating that things are changing all the time, both legally and technologically. So you do need to pay some attention. Sometimes the coin you hold will fork, in other words, split into two projects, and you will get an equal or even greater amount of a second coin, which now gives you essentially more value for free. But you have to be aware of this to claim these coins and put them into a new wallet. So be sure you follow your cryptocurrencies, coins, and tokens, and know what's happening with them. But I'm saying, don't be obsessed about it and don't watch it every second of the day. Sometimes there are airdrops, and an airdrop is when a project you support gives you bonus coins. You can suddenly wake up and find out that you have a lot more coins than you fell asleep with. This isn't an accident or a scam or even someone sending you coins to the wrong address. This is a reward for being a loyal supporter of a project. So again, I would like to welcome you to the future. And I'd like you now after this podcast to look smug, because guess what? You've still got here before many others have. I would like to thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. And you can download us today on Spotify, iTunes, and Stitcher. And please follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And we would also love to hear your positive and constructive comments, so please email us at education@savvydigital.com. And if there is a topic that you would like for us to cover to give you further education, we would love to hear from you. And we already have heard from many of you out there, so thank you so much for communicating with us. We love having fans. We really do look forward to having you as our listener next week. So take care and have a really great day. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.